Certainly checking your trailer out ahead of time is a very wise idea. We recommend that to folks just on a regular routine basis anyway, as far as trailer safety goes. But you certainly want to make sure that your trailer is travel worthy, that you examine the floorboards underneath your rubber mats, whether they be wooden or metal, whatever's underneath there. You need to make sure that that trailer is safe, travel ready, that your tires are in good shape, they're aired up or inflated properly, that your hitch in the bed of your truck's good to go, that your lights all work, everything like that's in a good, good condition. Certainly with the rest of your trailer, making sure you've got a spare, that you've got an ample jack that can lift it up. Because again, keep in mind, you may be stuck on the side of the interstate trying to change a flat on a trailer full of horses, and it's not fun. We've all been there. You want to make sure you're prepared to do that in that event. Also make sure that if you can and you have possible, that you have all best ventilation in your trailer that you can get. From the standpoint, if you got all your windows open and down, certainly if it's in the heat of the summer, some vents, again, just making sure that we need to be prepared if we do get stuck on the road somewhere. But probably first and foremost, proper tire inflation, make sure they're in good shape, they've got decent tread on them. A lot of the literature you read also tells you to make sure you're in the event of a disaster or a potential disaster, that your vehicles are all gassed up, they're full of fuel. If you've got a reserve water tank in your horse trailer, make sure you fill that up with water for you and the horses both, if need be. Depending on certain folks' different opinion on whether it's a safety issue, taking some extra gasoline with you, you know, in the form of, you know, containers you can transport in the event that you cannot get to a fuel source when you're trying to get somewhere else down the road. I know there's some potential hazard in transporting gasoline like that, but certainly something to think of. One other thing a lot of folks, again, has come apparent after these last issues we've gone through is having a portable generator that you could haul with you, in the sense that if you are stuck on the side of the road, there's an issue. If you have a portable generator and your trailer has air conditioning in it or something like that, even for the benefit of your family, you could run your trailer off your generator. Even if nothing else, you're stuck on the side of the road and hopefully you've brought some box fans or something like that along with you. You can start that generator, blow those fans on the horses and help move air through that trailer. You know, in the event, unfortunately, you might be stuck on the side of the road as it was, you can use that generator for a lot of different things, obviously, but that's, you know, certainly that is an expense that you might have to run out and get gathered up. You might not have it sitting in the back door, but that's certainly something to prepare for down the road that could really help you out. As we're also talking about trailer maintenance, just to make sure that everything is good and prepared and ready to go, one thing, if your trailer's not used a whole lot, let's say you do it, you know, you do have your trailer, but you don't pull it up and down the road a whole lot, you might, in addition to the tire inflation and the proper wear on the tread and things, you might ahead of time have somebody certainly make sure that your bearings are packed, your wheel bearings are in good shape and ready to go. If you use your trailer a lot, you're probably taking care of those as you go along. But if your trailer sits and you don't use it that much, certainly if you borrow a stock trailer from a neighbor or something like that to load your horses in and get down the road, you need to check out your wheel bearings and your brakes and lights and all that and make sure you're in good shape.